Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Commission released a draft of the Data Act, which sets out rules for how companies can access non-personal data. The proposed legislation would require cloud service providers to make migrating data to other services easier, prohibit contracts that inhibit sharing data with smaller companies, and allow users to access data generated from connected devices. Meta-owned Facebook is launching Facebook Reels, similar to the feature that launched on Instagram last year. Facebook has already encouraged users to cross-post Reels onto their Facebook feeds, but Reels will now be a standalone feature on Facebook in more than 150 countries. Users can also share Reels inside of Stories and turn Stories posts into Reels. Facebook Watch and Facebook Groups can also host Reels content, and suggested Reels will show up in some users' feeds. The California Superior Court granted Waymo a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit against the California DMV, which will allow Waymo to keep autonomous driving trade tech secrets and emails with the agency redacted in public documents. The California DMV received a public records request for Waymo's permit info, which Waymo redacted to protect those trade secrets. The requester challenged the redacted portions in court, leading to the lawsuit. Apple added a new Siri voice to the iOS 15.4 beta, bringing the total number of available voices up to 5. The company confirmed it was recorded by a member of the LGBTQ+ community, with developer Steve Moser finding the voice's file name referred to as Quinn. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple's regular spring announcement may happen on March 8th. These dates often change closer to the time Apple decides to actually announce them. Gurman believes Apple will announce at least one new Mac at the event. A little farther afield, DSCC analyst Ross Young says Apple is exploring an all-screen foldable MacBook and might come out with a foldable phone in 2025. BlueStacks launched a mobile game modding tool called the Creator Studio and Creator Hub. The tool supports games built on the Cocos, Unity, and Unreal engines, letting users mod game code, events, and art with links to share mods to others. Panasonic announced the GH6 mirrorless camera, the first Micro Four Thirds camera with a 25.2 megapixel sensor, although unlike the recently announced OM system OM1, it's not a stacked sensor, just standard CMOS. The camera features an active cooling system for unlimited video recording, able to capture 10-bit 5.7K video at 60 frames per second with no crop. It launches in mid-March for $2,200. The ISP Frontier announced that it now offers a 2 gigabit per second symmetrical tier to all of its fiber customers for $150 a month. Frontier offers fiber service to roughly 4 million customers across 19 states. Last year, NVIDIA introduced a hash rate limiter to its RTX 30 series of cards, reducing their ability to mine Ethereum. Video Cards reports that a new BIOS modification tool called NVIDIA RTX LHR V2 Unlocker completely mitigates the hash limiter. The tool is in early access, set for a February 26th release, and requires downloading custom drivers from a private server. Google for Games will hold its virtual 2022 Developer Summit on March 15th, a week ahead of GDC. The event will feature two tracks, one for mobile games and another for cloud games and infrastructure, including Google Stadia. Owners of Asus Store network-attached storage devices report that an active deadbolt ransomware campaign is impacting devices, encrypting media and other stored content. Asus Store said it's investigating the attacks and disabled the MyAsusStore.com dynamic domain name service as a precaution. Netflix launched a test of its Fast Laughs feature on TV apps to users in the US, Canada, UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand. The company launched the feature on mobile apps back in March, providing a short set of funny clips from across Netflix's catalog. Users can add these to a watch list or start watching directly from the clip. Vivo's gaming-focused sub-brand IQ announced the IQ 9 and 9 Pro. The Pro offers a Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 SoC, up to 12 gigabytes of RAM, and a 6.78-inch 1440p 120Hz OLED display. The standard 9 uses the older Snapdragon 888 Plus SoC and a smaller 1080p 120Hz OLED display. Both go on sale in India March 2nd, the 9 Pro starting at 64,990 rupees, that's about $870, and the standard 9 starting at 42,990 rupees. Google began testing a new dark mode in Search that uses completely black backgrounds rather than just dark gray, with slightly bolder colors for links. The rollout does not appear specific to any OS, and some early testers report they've already lost access to the feature. And finally, the migration of Google Hangouts to Google Chat began over 2 years ago. Now Google confirmed it will make Chat the default app as of March 22nd for Google Workspace customers. The web version of Hangouts will continue to work, but mobile apps will be disabled. Users will also not be able to change the chat default back to Hangouts. This won't impact personal use of Hangouts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.